Hey, everybody, this is Stelly FT.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And on today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to do something that commonly happens, which is Stelly just comes up with the topic and we talk about it. And usually it has something to do with something going on in one of our lives.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And recently, I launched a new product on Product Hunt. It's called DraftsSend, DraftsSend.com. And we wanted to talk about how to launch a product because I just did it. And honestly, this morning, Stelly just launched another ebook, I believe, right, Stelly?
Yes, that's true.
So Stelly's launching stuff. I'm launching stuff. So we're going to talk about launching stuff. Yeah, so where should we start, Stelly?
Well, first of all, congrats, right? I mean, I've been launching ebooks this year quite frequently, but when it comes to like a real product, something that I know that you've put a lot of time and energy in, like doing customer research and really going from one discovery to the next until you found a product that you guys had enough data that to support that you really hit. Something that could have big potential and that a lot of people could utilize and use and get value from. That's a really long journey up all the way up until launching something. Even just observing your launch made me really excited and made me realize it's been a long time since I launched a real product out there. So first of all, congrats. Congrats on the success. I was seeing DraftSend everywhere. It was just like dominating all my timelines. And usually I get annoyed by this if I'm not involved. But yesterday I was just like, I was secretly living through your experience, you know, vicariously living through your launch. And every time I saw somebody talk positively about it, I took a little pride in it. And I was like smiling and excited for you.
Aww, I appreciate that.
So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot that's going on before the launch. But this is the way that I think will provide the most value to the listeners. It's just – talk us through, you know, there was a moment where you and your co-founder, you guys decided, okay, this is it, this product, we're going to want to launch it publicly. Tell us what the plan was, the thinking, how you guys chose the date and the day of the week, what you did to prepare the launch, and then how it was to go through the day, just the 24 hours of like launching on a Product Hunt, being kind of in the social media whirlwind and like how you reacted to things. Just guide us through the pre-launch and then to the launch day itself, a little bit of like your guys' thinking on the strategic level.
Yeah, sounds good. It was all over social media for a very specific reason. And I think I'm going to start by saying that depending on what your product is, you launch it in a slightly different way, but the steps are the same. So DraftSend is a product where you can put a PDF, upload it, add audio, and then you get this kind of, I should say, beautiful viewer, because that's what other people say. And in that viewer, it feels like a video and people are able to listen to a presentation. And the people who created that video have this experience where they're recording right in their browser on top of the PDF and going through their slides. So what we realize is that, and the one feature we have is that for free, all the presentations are public. So what we realized is there's a bunch of great content out there, and we can actually ask some people if they want to feature something and be promoted on that day. And that's what really helped us do a lot of social media. And the reason I start there is because if you're building a CRM, you don't have the same opportunity to be all over social media because your product should be shared on social media all the time.
Right.
So if we're successful with this product, there's DraftSend links of people's presentations being shared every day. Right now, there aren't. We have a lot more work to do. But at the end of the day, on the launch day, we knew from a strategic standpoint, we could have a lot of tweets going on for ourselves and other people, and even the people that recorded these presentations by just coordinating a little bit. So we had about, I think, right under 20 people who ended up having presentations that they were comfortable sharing publicly, and we were able to tweet those throughout the day. So that was a big helpful thing outside of even a Product Hunt launch or anything like that. And so if you have an opportunity where you have content created in your product or some tweets that are really like something like that you can do, that's really powerful. And so that was a really key part of our strategy. And we actually, one thing we learned, which no one's going to take as a surprise, especially you, Steli, is that until we had a date of our launch day and it was definitive, it was very hard to get those 20 people to finish recording and record something for us. Not because the product was hard to record with. People actually love the way it records, thankfully, because that was a little nerve-wracking for a bunch of reasons. But it was because once they had a deadline, they're like, all right, cool, I got to do it by then. Yeah, and what am I going to get? We're going to do a bunch of tweets. We'll see what happens, you know? So it's not like we were promising them anything besides some level of promotion, but it ended up being really cool. And those people also, if the experience was good with the product, which it was, they started commenting on Product Hunt and tweeting it out and sharing on Facebook. And it was just, and it wasn't like, you know, some people like, oh, you need influencers or something. We didn't pick out these people because they're influencers. We just knew they had good presentations and good things to say. You know, it's like we could have probably spent more time finding people with larger audiences and things like that. Maybe it would have helped, but our goal wasn't that. Our goal was just to demonstrate what the product can do and have enough of these example videos so people can get inspired when they look at the product. Otherwise, we would have to record all these videos or something like that. And so that was a key part of our strategy. And if it wasn't just our content, we knew that more people would share it. So I think that was a unique part of the launch of this product. I haven't had a product where I could launch it like that. And so that's why the social media thing you say, I think it has a lot to do with that aspect of it.
Now, you guys decided to launch on Product Hunt, right? And this is,
yes.
Although you've been a very active and influential member of the Product Hunt kind of user group, this is the first time you launched something on there.
Yeah, this is the first time. Yep.
So tell us about that experience. Why did you guys choose to do that? I know it has a lot to do with the audience that you want to reach with this product. And then how was that experience, differently from just launching it on your own website, basically?
Yeah. So a lot of our other products that I've built, they don't really, they already have an audience a long, long, long before we launch it. This product was a little bit unique where we didn't want to use any of those audiences, number one. Number two, we felt like Product Hunt as a crowd, being product people and the kind of people that are really curious about new products, would really appreciate this product because it's something you can't really do anywhere else very easily. We looked around, and when it clicked for us, we got really excited about it and realized that it's a little bit on the cutting edge of like kind of different, kind of innovative, but we don't know what's going to happen next.
Let me say something on this. When you first showed me DraftSend, I could not believe this doesn't exist. Like I was like, this is cool, and then I went online. And I went to a few places. I thought, sure, one of these tools has this. And then I was like, oh no, they don't. Like, it's one of these things where it's so obvious now that I've seen it that it's still hard for me to believe that this didn't exist before you guys put it in. It's like, why? How is it possible this didn't exist before? But I couldn't find a solution. It's super cool.
Yeah, it's like one of these weird things, right? And it's really weird. And it's been weird for us too, because we looked around and we're like, why doesn't this exist? So, you know, for us, like the strategy on Product Hunt, and I do want to talk about that because I have a bunch of lessons that I haven't shared yet and don't know when I will at this rate. But it was the first product I've launched on Product Hunt. I kind of explained the social media strategy, which was just because this product is unique and we can do that with this product. The thing about Product Hunt is that it's a very positive community. And we knew that because I've been a longtime user. I've submitted many products. I have the most popular a collection on there called Free Stuff for Startups. And it's a community. I wouldn't say I'm like a big time commenter, but I will comment like maybe once a month, maybe twice a month sometimes. But I'm all over it in terms of looking for products and voting things up and submitting my fair share of stuff. And the thing that I was pleasantly surprised by is, but it was also deliberate on our part for this product, is how positive people are. And also, if you ask them for feedback, how much feedback they'll give you. So we literally, both Marie, my business partner, and I had written up our comments that we wanted to say. They were a little bit different. Hers talked a lot about use cases. Mine talked a lot more about like why we built this product a little bit and what we learned. And our whole purpose of it was just to get as much possible feedback as we could. And That was the goal with this community. Because what we know and what everyone who's listening should know about Product Hunt is it isn't one of those communities or one of those sites that's going to necessarily get you a ton of signups of people that are going to be paying customers. What it will get you is a ton of exposure and a ton of people who really deeply care and have used almost every product out there. Many of these people are very like active on Product Hunt in terms of looking at products and discovering products and wanting to know the newest, greatest, latest thing. A lot of them are product people. Some of them are designers. Some of them are engineers. Some of them are founders. But overall, and a lot of them are investors too. But overall, it's people that are really into discovering new products. So they've tried a lot of things. So when you put yourself out there on there and you really ask for feedback, you get it. I mean, we had like 110, 113 something comments, you know, and it's because we were engaged. Like everybody that commented, we had something to say to them and we really even dug in deeper. We got a ton of, you know, messages even on our site because we had Drift turned on across all of it. So that's another tip, which is like turn on that chat thing and be on it. Like both Marie and I were on chat. That whole day was like a blur now because neither of us talked to each other all day, which is like totally weird, but we were on our computers literally one, making sure nothing went wrong and our engineers were ready. But that we took care of. We were actually delayed by about 5 to 7 days on launching because of some issues that we noticed after we let a bunch of more early access people in. When you were talking about date, it was like you launch when you know the thing will not fall down. You know, that's the best advice I have because ours was falling down at one point and we thought we were going to launch like a day before and we're like, nope, not going to happen. It turned out great because more people published those decks that we needed and wanted and all that. But like, yeah, for us, the community, the biggest piece of advice I have for people is solicit feedback from that community in the comment that you make after your product is posted and then engage with them. And the main reason is you will get feedback that really helps you. For example, within the next couple of days, we're going to send an email to everyone that signed up and actually explain to them what we learned from the launch in terms of about this product and ask them some questions about what we should do next. And it's not like questions like, oh, what should we do next? It's more like some very deliberate type of surveying so we can understand what features are important to them. Because this is a feedback-oriented community. This is a community that wants to tell you what the heck's wrong with it, to be honest, and how to make it better.
But also, so one thing I want to highlight and then I have a question for you. So the one thing I want to highlight, because it seems obvious to you and me, I'm sure it's not obvious to all people. I know for a fact it isn't. The launch date is not the first, it's not the exact birth of your product in the sense of like the first time a user or a person could come to your website and sign up for your service. That's not the official launch date, right? You could have, you know, allowed people to use your product for months and months and months, for a year, and then have a big launch date. The launch date, people always think